It's Wednesday, April 22nd, and welcome to Higher IQ. You've probably given 2 weeks' notice at some point in your career. You drafted a polite resignation letter, told your manager, offered to help with the transition, and worked out your final days like a professional. You did this because it felt like the right thing to do. What you may not know is that there's no law requiring you to do any of it. 2 weeks' notice is a social norm, not a legal obligation. Your employer, meanwhile, can fire you at any time, for any reason, with no notice at all. And if you give your 2 weeks and they decide they'd rather you leave today, in most states, they don't have to pay you for those 2 weeks. The courtesy you extend is not the courtesy you receive. Today, we're looking at how the American employment relationship became one of the most lopsided arrangements in the developed world, why it might actually benefit workers in ways they don't realize, and what happens in the rest of the world where the rules are completely different. The legal foundation for all of this is a doctrine called at-will employment, and it came from a single court case. In 1884, a Tennessee court ruled in Payne v. Western Atlantic Railroad that if an employee is free to quit at any time for any reason, then the employer should have the equal right to fire them at any time for any reason. The logic was framed as symmetry. Both sides can walk away whenever they want. Every state except Montana adopted this principle, and it remains the default employment arrangement for the vast majority of American workers today. Before Payne, the common law rule, inherited from English law, was that employment was presumed to last for a fixed term, typically a year, unless otherwise specified. Employers owed reasonable notice before termination, usually matching the pay period. If you were paid monthly, you got a month's notice. The at-will doctrine swept that away in favor of what courts called freedom of contract, reflecting the industrializing economy's preference for flexible labor markets over worker protections. The 2 weeks' notice custom emerged as a professional norm to fill the gap that the law left empty. It's not in any statute. It's not required by federal regulation. It's an unwritten rule that employees follow because they fear burning bridges, losing references, or developing a reputation for unprofessionalism. The social pressure is real and one-directional. If an employee quits without notice, they're seen as unreliable. If an employer fires someone without notice, it's just business. The asymmetry gets sharper when you look at what happens during those 2 weeks. If you submit your resignation and your employer decides they'd rather you leave immediately, they can walk you out the door that day. In most states, they're only required to pay you through your last day of actual work. Your plan was to work 2 more weeks, collect 2 more paychecks, and start your new job on a specific date. Now, you're unemployed for 2 weeks with no income, because the courtesy you extended was used against you. Meanwhile, if your new employer asked you to start sooner, you'd feel obligated to honor your commitment to your current employer. The WARN Act provides a narrow exception. Federal law requires employers with more than 100 full-time employees to give 60 days' notice before a mass layoff affecting 500 or more workers, or a third of the workforce. Some states have stricter versions. But for individual terminations, which is how most people actually lose their jobs, there's no notice requirement at all. Your company can decide at 9 in the morning that your position is eliminated and have you escorted out by 10. The instinctive reaction to all of this is that at-will employment is unfair to workers. But there's a genuine contrarian case that deserves honest consideration, because the same flexibility that lets your employer fire you without notice is the flexibility that let them hire you without fear. In most European countries, terminating an employee requires documented cause, a formal process, and a statutory notice period that can range from weeks to months. In Germany, notice periods extend up to 7 months for long-tenured employees. In France, termination requires a formal meeting, a written explanation, and often involves mandatory severance, calculated as a percentage of salary for each year worked. In the Netherlands, employers must get approval from either a government agency or a court before laying someone off. These protections are genuinely better for the individual worker who has a job. If you're employed in Germany and your employer wants to let you go, you have months of guaranteed income and substantial legal rights. But the system has a secondary effect. When firing is expensive and difficult, hiring becomes riskier. An employer who knows it will cost 6 months of salary and a legal process to terminate a bad hire is less likely to take a chance on an unproven candidate. European youth unemployment has historically been significantly higher than in the US. Spain's youth unemployment rate exceeded 40% during the 2008 recession. France's has hovered around 20% for years. The economists who defend at-will employment argue that easy firing and easy hiring are two sides of the same coin. The system that feels brutal when you're being let go is the same system that gave you the opportunity to be hired in the first place. There's also a practical benefit of at-will for workers that rarely gets discussed. At-will means you can leave whenever you want to. You're not locked into a contract with a mandatory notice period. If a better opportunity appears tomorrow, you can take it. In countries with statutory notice periods, employees who want to leave often have to wait weeks or months to start their new position, which can cost them the opportunity entirely. The flexibility is genuinely mutual, even if the social norms around it are not. Severance tells its own story. In the US, severance is not legally required. When companies offer it, they're not being generous. They're buying your signature on a release of legal claims. The severance agreement typically includes a clause where you waive your right to sue the company for wrongful termination, discrimination, or anything else. The 2 months of pay you receive is the price the company is willing to pay to avoid the risk that you might take them to court. It's a transaction, not a kindness. Understanding this changes how you negotiate. Severance is a settlement offer, and like any settlement, it's negotiable. The "we're a family" culture that many companies cultivate makes all of this harder to see clearly. When your employer tells you the team is a family, they're creating an emotional bond that produces real loyalty, longer hours, and lower turnover. But the metaphor breaks down at the moment of termination. Families don't fire each other. Companies do. The language of family is a retention tool, not a commitment. This doesn't make your employer evil. It makes them an institution operating within a legal framework that treats employment as a commercial arrangement while using emotional language to manage the relationship. The gap between the language and the legal reality is where most of the pain lives. The most honest way to think about the American employment relationship is that it was designed for maximum flexibility on both sides. And over the past 40 years, the structural power shifted toward employers. When companies offered pensions, lifetime employment, and genuine career ladders, the flexibility was balanced by stability. When they replaced pensions with 401ks, eliminated seniority protections, and normalized layoffs as a quarterly cost-cutting tool, the flexibility remained, but the counterbalance disappeared. The worker kept the obligation to give notice. The employer kept the right not to. So if this comes up in conversation, here's how to think about it. 2 weeks' notice is a social custom, not a law. Your employer can reject it and walk you out the same day without paying you for those 2 weeks. At-will employment, which governs 49 out of 50 states, was established by an 1884 court case that framed it as symmetry. Both sides can walk away at any time. The rest of the developed world requires cause, notice periods, and often severance. But the same protections that make European workers harder to fire also make them harder to hire, which is why the contrarian case for at-will employment isn't as simple as it's unfair to workers. Severance isn't generosity. It's a settlement offer in exchange for your agreement not to sue. And the "we're a family" messaging your company uses is a retention strategy, not a legal commitment. The relationship you think you have with your employer is probably not the relationship your employer thinks they have with you. Stay informed, stay curious, and we'll see you tomorrow.